Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Yeah. I know. Did you say something?
Uh-huh. I just stumbled and muttered like you were doing.
This is a great start. Yes, I'm muttering.
And we can fumble and mutter. And
it's different than foddering.
Foddering.
You got fodder and you got mutter.
Fodder and mutter.
Anyway, I'm Mike Kapler. That guy over there, he thinks a catalyst is someone who herds cows. I think he found it in the Greek. Joel Brzezicki. Welcome him to the podcast. Yay! Yay!
Hey, I should put some cheers in there when you mention my name. I'm just kidding. I would do it for you, for your name. A catalyst. Well, at least I'm not a dogmatist.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
Going on and on and on about stuff so that everybody knows what I believe and they're in line with what I believe. Yes. That's what we do here, though, right? We're really dogmatists. We're dogmatic about everything that we do here. And people better be in line. If they don't agree with us, they're just being divisive. We're just being divisive.
I think our regular listeners know differently than that. Now, for those who lack fiber in their diet, not regular listeners, not. stick with us. You'll find out that is not true.
What I have loved about what we do on this podcast is that I think you and I, even when we started, because you can go back, I think, and listen to some things from 20 years ago, and we would both say things, and especially, I know you said this more, and then I began to say it too, because, I mean, I always realized it was true, but the more I know, the more I realize how little I know, and there's always growth, and there's always growth happening, and I think as we've done this, we both have seen that more and more, and so what we do on the podcast is we share our perspectives, where we've come to at this particular time in life. And we're not trying to make anybody see what we see. If you disagree with us, that's fine. That's great. If you agree with us, that's fine. That's great. We're not here to try to get people to conform to our way of seeing things. We're offering a perspective. And if we throw this in your face, you know, if we try to be dogmatic about this stuff, and we're just going to turn people away. We're just going to push you away. I know we've not generally pushed people away. I think some have just because they don't agree with us, but that's okay. You know, what I'm really trying to say here is that we're two guys. About 30 years ago, we both, a little bit more than that now, by now, we both discovered and began to grow in this thing called God's grace. And it was a radical change for both of us. And since that time, we've been growing in it. We have, for 30 years, you and I, Mike, we've been talking about this together, not just on the podcast, but at the radio station we used to work at, and then in various other ways, in groups, in churches, and things like that. And so we're here to offer you what we hope is going to be something that will be positive, that will help you. We were talking before, and the things that we share, the things that we talk about here, we want to be helpful to people. If it sounds shocking to somebody, we're not trying to be shocking. We're not trying to, you know, stoke people. We're just not trying to do that. We just are sharing what we believe, where we're coming from. So, I mean, I didn't really mean to go on about all that stuff, but we were beforehand talking for quite some time about some of this together. So it's, I guess it's kind of well, there.
You know, Joel, some of it may sound a little bit shocking, but we're hoping that we'll be able to provide a perspective based on some things that either we see differently, or in some cases we may feel that the Spirit of God has led us to see things differently on some of these mm-hmm. things regarding the grace of the gospel. And I can remember years ago when my book first came out, Clash of the Covenants, somebody told me they gave it to a friend, and the friend came back to them some days later with this astonished look on their face that said, this goes against, and I won't say what denomination they were part of, but this goes against almost everything I've ever been taught. And they weren't saying it in a way that, this is baloney. They were saying it like, why didn't I see this before? Why wasn't I told this before? Because they were seeing it. They were beginning to see the gospel in a way they hadn't seen it before. And that's, I think, that's where our heart is at, that we can throw things out there on the podcast and allow the Spirit of God to work with you on it however he wills to do so.
Yes.
And however you are willing to receive whatever the Spirit is showing you. And sure, there are things that we're passionate about, but I think you said it well, Joel, we're not trying to shove anything down anyone's throat. You can be free to disagree, and we'll just move on, and that's okay. Never are we ever going to all be agreeing on everything. Eternity and the things of God, they're just too vast for our puny minds. So it's okay. We can take a rest. We can take a breath. And I think as we grow further in grace, it's easier to do that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it comes from, and man, I could open some worms here, but I just think everyone has, we've talked about this before. You can, for example, look at a particular section of scripture and you can have 10 different people looking at the same verse or section, you know, paragraph or whatever, and come up with 10 different things of what that means. And that's just humanity for you. And here's the thing, you know, because somebody once told me, well, we were having a discussion about something, and she says, well, I have the mind of Christ, so I know I'm right. And I'm like, well, I have the mind of Christ, too. But it's you know, taking that verse out of context. But it we can still disagree on things. We can look at the same passage and come up with different opinions and different ways of seeing it, and we don't have to be like so dogmatic about our own opinions that we burn bridges and cut people off and don't want to hear what other people have to say. Now there comes a time when people are just a little bit more problematic than we'd like them to be, and it's like, okay, you know, but anyway, I think the point here is that we're all growing. We're all different. We're all in different places in our life. Cap, you and I have been walking in this, like I said, for about 30 years, and we're still growing. We're still seeing things that we didn't used to see or seeing things differently, and that's okay. And I think one of the problems that I had early on, I think, is that I was very dogmatic. I was very, this is what the Bible says, and I was very much in people's faces about them seeing it the same way that I saw it. And I thought I was doing the Lord's work, you know? I really thought that this is what God wants me to do because I see it this way, and I think he wants me to get other... You know, I didn't necessarily think that, but that's basically where I was coming from in my heart, so to speak. And I've lightened up a lot over the years, and that's been part of my growth as well, that I don't have to have other people see things the same way that I do, but I do want to help people, and so I share what has been helpful to me.
Yeah, and that's good. And I think there are times where we just respectfully agree to disagree until one of us might see it a little bit differently. One thing I've noticed, Joel, is a lot of times when a brother or sister in Christ, even a grace-minded person, might see a particular thing different from the way I see it. Usually, I think, and it's probably the case with you because we're kind of in this together here on this podcast, but usually what they're thinking is what I used to think.
A lot of times, yeah.
And so I can understand where they're coming from.
Right.
Because that's the way I used to see it. And then, you know, I've been taken a different direction. The winds of change happen. In some cases, I have no doubt it was because of the way the Spirit was showing it to me. But it's difficult to communicate that sometimes to people to say, well, I believe the Spirit of God is showing me this. I mean, you can try, but it might come across sort of like that lady you just talked about who says, I have the mind of Christ, so I know I'm right. that's probably not going to be the best method to win somebody over. And here's the bottom line, I think, on some of this. Maybe it's not the bottom line. Maybe it's the top line.
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle, maybe. I don't know.
You just implied we've only attached ourselves to the tip of the iceberg here after more than 30 years of doing this grace walk thing. There's just so much to learn and grow in. But here's what I think, though, is that people can agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. We don't have to try to do what we do with our communication to others about the message of Jesus Christ or certain things in the Bible. We don't have to do it with the purpose to try to get people to agree with us. And I see this constantly on social media, where the battle seems to be rooted in, I want people to think like I think.
Right.
And I don't know why we're like that. I guess we feel like we're so convinced that what we believe is true that we need other people to believe it too. And in some cases, I'm afraid it's just because they want to be validated by people. And in other cases, it may be sincerely because they think they're right and they want to try to help other people to see the light. And whether they're right or not, you know, maybe they are right. That's not the point. The point I'm trying to make here is I don't think we need to try to arm wrestle people into thinking like how we think on everything. We're not here for very long on this planet. And I think when we depart from it, I think we're going to probably look back, just a guess here, look back and realize that we probably wasted a lot of time trying to convince people to think like what we thought.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a completely different animal on the other side.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's going to be, and it is meant to be based on love and edification and helping one another, you know, because sometimes, and I'll raise my hand, I've been there, I've done the thing, I've done the dogmatism thing. There are times when maybe it still comes out, hopefully not nearly as much as it used to, but I can look back on conversations I've had with people, and, you know, Paul was talking at the beginning of 1 Corinthians 13, he was talking about, if I can do all these things, but if I don't have love, I can give you my opinion. I can tell you how I feel about something. I can ground it in and down and put it in your face and think I'm doing the Lord's work, and I've got a lot of work to do on this, and I think the Lord really wants me to share this with people. I really need to get, and I can do all that and still become, like Paul says, like a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. I mean, I can just be, it can be like the person I'm talking to speaks one language and I speak another language and they don't understand what I'm saying. It's just noise. You know, I've presented my own cases for or against things in the past in a way that really was not edifying and that was really just full of noise for anyone on the other side of the conversation. And I guess so with that in mind, one thing that I myself could use growth in is being more understanding and accepting and even sometimes just backing away from people who come across like that, because I've been equally offensive in that way. You know, there's a place for conversations, for sharing things, and for having discussions, and that's all good, because I think one thing we're not saying is that it's bad to discuss things. We're not saying there's no place to share your view on something and somebody else has a different view, maybe an opposite view, maybe something that's completely, totally different, and have a discussion about that. That's one thing. But then when you're, you know, really trying to make sure that other people get your view and to make sure that you're doing, that's not the Lord's work. that's becoming a sounding brass, a clanging cymbal. And it's not helpful. It's not beneficial. You think you're being beneficial because you believe that what you believe is the truth. This is the truth. I'm getting the truth out. And at the same time, you're really just banging a drum, and it's not helping anybody.
Yeah, good intentions, right? And I think, too, that rabbit trails can be a fun place to go. But I think sometimes you got to read the room.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
You know, like you and I might get together for lunch, Joel, and talk about some things that we might not talk about on the podcast.
Right.
Because we might find them interesting. But as far as a podcast goes and our mission here to help people understand the gospel, faith instead of works, grace instead of law, love instead of fear, things that are tied to the finished work of Jesus Christ, there's other things to talk about that we might not come up with any answers for. They can be fun to talk about. But like I said, I think maybe there's a time and place for certain things, but a lot of times rabbit trails just kind of lead people away from what's really important, because we're never going to figure all this stuff out when
right.
it comes to certain things about creation and even things within the Bible pages. I mean, how many times have we, and I think this kind of comes back to what we do here on the podcast, how many times do you hear people quote a single verse, maybe a verse or two together, and they'll say, see, you know, right here it says this, and they completely have misunderstood it. They've completely misrepresented it. They've completely pulled it out of the context from which it may have been intended. And I realize that we all can interpret things in different ways, but without the proper context, sometimes it's easy to miss out on the blessings that the gospel has provided for us. And there's a lot to learn. And this podcast that we just did here right now, how long have we been talking?
It's been almost 17, 18
okay.
minutes.
So we're done. We had no intention of doing what we just did.
Nope.
So we'll next week on the podcast, what we were going to get into today was, I had somebody ask me the question. They messaged me and they said, do we have to pass tests or experience testings that we need to pass from God in order to receive his blessings? Because essentially, apparently, that's what they had been told through one particular ministry. So why don't we talk about that next week, right here on the Growing in Grace podcast with Mike and Joel.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.